Corporal punishment in Kenyan schools was banned some 20 years ago, but a BBC investigation has found that school teachers are still beating their students on a daily basis. And the consequences can be deadly. As we heard in the last hour here on the program, Africa Eye's Tom Odula, whose own school years were marked by brutal beatings at the hands of teachers, goes on a journey to investigate the extent of the problem. Well, let's now hear from Robert Omwa, a Kenyan teacher and teacher trainer on issues child protection and nonviolent discipline. Good morning to you and welcome to the program. As we heard in the investigation, teachers are still beating their students and some of them end up in a hospital. And we heard from a mother who said that her child, her daughter, was beaten to death. Well, she died in a hospital from the blunt trauma that she received on her head. How widespread is it hitting children in Kenyan schools today?
Yeah, thank you very much, and good morning once again, and thanks for having me. On to your question, indeed, it's a crisis, as the documentary has proven. Corporal punishment is still widely spread, sadly so, even though it was illegalized 20 years ago. So we still have teachers using this practice to manage their classrooms, and leading to the kind of fatalities that we've been having of late.
So why is it still then widespread if it was outlawed 20 years ago? Nothing is being done about it.
That's the question I, as a child rights advocate and as a Beacon teacher, am asking myself. Because you find that, just to answer your question, I would say it's because it is deeply ingrained in the society. It is a practice that has been normalized. You find that as much as we are losing children in school, as much as we are getting children drop out of school, you still realize that some parents still privilege this. You realize that if a child misbehaves, even at home, some parents would still drag this child to school to be punished by the teachers. I also want to say that it may still be happening because of poor sensitization. As Beacon teachers, we are doing the best that we can, but I still see a lack of sensitization on the parent side. And remember, this was a law that was ratified in Kenya in 1990 after the UNCRC was declared in 1984. So you realize that the political class also ratified this law, and it was banned in 2001, but realized that there was no wide public participation. So most people were not involved in really looking at the ills of corporal punishment and really agreeing that we don't want this. So you find there's still push and pull. Even implementation of this policy is not there. And even teachers who stand against this, like myself, still find myself being vilified at some stages.
Now, Robert, as a child growing up in Rwanda, I definitely got my fair share of the beatings in schools if I misbehaved. I wonder, though, as a teacher, and what you are now doing, trying to put a stop to this, what effects do you see from the beatings that the children or students have even when they become adults?
Yeah, personally, and I'm sorry for your situation, but personally, I also experienced beating in school. And what I realized is that when I went to the teacher's training college and I was employed as a teacher, I started beating kids myself. But today I'm talking to you as a teacher who has changed his ways, and I can be a testimony that the kind of teacher I was when I was using the cane and the kind of teacher I am today when I'm not using the cane is a huge, huge difference. And on to the effects. Indeed, corporal punishment exacerbates inequalities, because one thing that I've realized is that corporal punishment is more prevalent in economically challenged communities. So you realize that corporal punishment causes fear in classrooms, pushing children out of schools. As much as we say that education is the only equalizer, we're having a situation here where children are running out of school because they fear the cane. And secondly, we are losing young people Of late, we've had more than 20 cases of children that we've lost due to corporal punishment. These are budding, promising future leaders that we are losing.
Mm.
Again, remember, violence breeds violence. When we teachers use violence, we are teaching these kids that violence is the only way of solving problems. So I think at this point in time, we should be at a place, and thanks to this film that was brought up by the BBC, we need to start the conversation to end this, because we have to break this cycle at a certain point, because we normally say hurt people hurt.
All right.
And we need to bring it to an end.
Robert Omwa, thank you so much for coming onto the program. He's a Kenyan teacher and teacher trainee on issues, child protection and nonviolent discipline. And if you want to hear more on that story, you can find the full film on the BBC News Africa YouTube page. Just search for Taught to Fear Corporal Punishment in the Classroom. Well,